Let's go to Roger Montgomery, of course, who is the founder of Montgomery Investment Management, big investment funds manager in Australia. We talk the stock market with Roger every week here on Money News. Roger, good evening to you.
And who could have good to be good with you, Ross.
Thank you so much. Who could have imagined such a sharp reaction from the stock market in the wake of the coalition's surprise election victory? It certainly was not something that, well, many people clearly had been expecting, and that can be one of the only explanations for such a significant and sharp reaction on the market.
Yeah, and what that actually tells me, particularly the rally that we've seen in the banks, quite a substantial run for the last 2 days in the banks, and that's that tells me that there was a lot of selling going on in anticipation of investors losing their franking credit rebates and the expectation that Labor was going to win. That's now off the cards, and consequently, the banks have had very sharp rises.
Can I make a couple of observations to you? Number one, the Reserve Bank today has given the strongest indication it is going to cut interest rates at its June meeting. So we're talking now, what, about 2 weeks' time?
We've talked about that. You know, that I think they'll have to cut twice this year at least because of the collapse in the construction industry that they know is on the way. So we've talked about that collapse in housing approvals from about 280,000 dwellings down to about 170,000 dwellings. So it's down about 39 or 40%. That's a leading indicator for construction activity. 9.6% of the workforce is employed in construction, and about 37% of that 9.6, or 3.5% of the Australian workforce, is in residential construction. And consequently, the level of activity there is going to fall by a third or even a half. So that means a lot of people who've got mortgages are going to be earning less money. A lot of tradies are going to have a lot less work on. And consequently, they're going to be struggling. And so we need lower rates. We need lower rates. But we also need APRA to lower that 7.25% stressed mortgage test,
which it's now contemplating doing, because that was the other thing I was going to mention. With APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, the banking regulator, saying it's considering easing up that burden to make loans easy to obtain for people, and also perhaps giving them even bigger loans if they require them. Do you believe that maybe we're starting to get a bit of a floor written under our housing market? Because that clearly might be one of the keys to seeing some sort of brighter future for Australia's economic growth rates and also, therefore, the turnaround in the housing markets themselves.
I do. Look, Ross, I agree with you. I do think that we're going to see, if the RBA cuts and APRA reduces that rate, then what we're going to see is we're going to see quite a few more people qualify for a loan. I can tell you right now, I spoke to one of the banks on Friday and spoke to one of their senior loan officers, and they told me that the number of applications was down by about 40% or 50% on the same time last year, and they were obviously knocking back quite a few of those applications. So what's happening, what will happen now is if APRA reduces that stress mortgage test and the RBA cuts rates, you'll start to see, I think, a floor in prices. I don't think you'll see prices go down a lot more. They might drift a little bit lower in some areas, but I don't think they'll keep going, and I think we'll see a floor start to form. By the way, I don't think we'll get a V-shaped bottom, so don't expect any rapid price recovery, because what needs to happen is we need confidence return in the construction industry via building. People need to buy house and land packages, and we need more construction so that those construction workers have got plenty of work on, and they'll keep spending money at the shops and borrowing money to buy property.
Okay, there's a few other observations here, because I think what you're probably saying is right, and that is the market is probably likely to bottom, but not necessarily bounce in a big, big way. And part of the reason for that is there is an oversupply of apartments in particular in our major capital cities, and you've got to have the population growth to be able to absorb all of those, and all of them have got to be built out, and effectively the cranes have got to disappear off our skylines until you start to see any recovery in supply versus demand. The second part about this is that you'd have to imagine that really right now, until you start to get that improvement, there is at least going to be plenty of builders around the place to renovate houses for those people who have got the door upper, as Roger. That might be in the short term where some of the opportunities lie.
Yeah, unfortunately, loan applications for renovations have fallen off a cliff as well. So approvals for renovations have declined, and consequently loans for renovations, what we call alteration and addition loans, that's actually collapsed and hasn't recovered yet. So, look, I'd love it if you were right and that starts to bounce, but there's no sign of it just yet.
Roger, I've got to keep on moving, so I'm going to let you go there. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management. We'll see him next week.